I'm Kim Gocher, the Marketing Director with Callaway's Nursery. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Kim, very much. And good morning, everybody. Good morning very, very much. And thanks to Callaway's for sponsoring this entire hour, this entire year. 52 times they're sponsoring this hour. They've done that for several years, and we appreciate them. If you're in a Callaway's today, be sure to tell them that. Look for a manager or assistant manager. That man or woman will be the one best equipped to take that back to central office and let them know Callaway's a nursery that is founded right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and that's where they are based, and that's where they are located, all 19 stores. Thank you, Kim. We are here to talk about the plants at your place. Please let me establish the phone number so that you can start calling. We'd love to hear from you right now. Let's talk about plants. Let's talk about your landscape, any questions you might be having, any problem solving I can help you with, any plants you want to consider to set out into your landscape and garden, any kind of questions. 800-288-WBAP. I'm here until 10 this morning, and that's what our topic is, plants at your place. 800-288-9227. Call right now. Mike Bass is running the boards. He's answering the phones, doing all of that, and I am answering your questions. Again, 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. We are live, and we'd love to hear from you. We always begin our program with a Fort Worth Botanic Garden Report with senior horticulturist Steve Huddleston.
It's time for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden Report, sponsored by Lentz Landscape Lighting, LENTZ Lighting.com.
Some of the nice people in the world own and work at Lentz Landscape Lighting. We have their lighting. We love it, and you will too. Thank you for that sponsorship. And we're joined right now by the senior horticulturist of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. That would be Steve Huddleston. Steve, good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil.
Nice to hear you this morning, and a big weekend for you guys, and a big weekend at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Where do you want to start?
Well, I can mention the concerts that are underway. This is our third great week for those concerts. The concerts are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. The lawn opens at 6:30 p.m. The concerts start at 8:15. We have fireworks after every concert. Tickets can be purchased online at the Symphony's website, which is fwsymphony.org. Concerts this week, well, tonight we have hits from the Golden Age of Swing. And then this coming Friday, Saturday, and then next Sunday night, we have the music of Star Wars. That's always a big attraction for families. Kids will be out there. It'll be a fun time.
And that's for all three nights?
Yes.
Next week. Next weekend. Wow, that's great. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Father's Day is mixed into that mix, right?
Yes, next Sunday, yes.
So that'll be fun. All right. All right, so that's fwsymphony.org if you'd like to get tickets, and you go to their website for that. The concert lawn opens at 6:30, and the concert starts at 8:15, and you invite people to bring a picnic, a blanket, and a picnic, and enjoy the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Signage is quite good, is that right?
Yes.
And parking for that is probably going to be best accomplished how?
Well, they can find out online. We have paid parking within the garden. We have valet parking. Free parking is down the street at the Farrington Field.
All right. All right. That's lots of options. Parachute? No, not so much?
You could if you wanted to.
All right. I think we'll discourage that one. All right. Featured plant in the long bed. Oh, this sounds like West Texas now, doesn't it? Tell us about it.
Well, I know.
I love it.
Yeah. The long bed is the long bed on the concert lawn, the North Vista. It's a mixed border of shrubs, perennials, even annuals. But we do have a Texas native perennial in that bed. It is called Jimson Weed or Angel Trumpet. It is Datura ridii. It's root hardy to zone 7. It can grow 5 to 8 feet tall, and it just about does that in our bed. It's generally nocturnal, with blooms lasting only one day. But those large, white, trumpet-shaped flowers are very pretty in the evening, especially during the concert season. They are fragrant. This is a plant that does well in sun or part sun in well-drained soil. All parts of the plant are toxic, so don't put it in a mixed salad.
Oh, don't. That's not something we want to laugh about. No, not at all. But it is spectacular, and the hummingbird moths will be all over that plant. They love it. This is a stunning flower, folks. Brugmansias are another sister plant to this, and they have pink and yellow flowers and white and bicolored as well. But the Jimson weed, angel trumpet, is a gorgeous plant, and you'll see it in the long bed, L-O-N-G, in the concert lawn, L-A-W-N. They want to confuse us as much as they can. Showing off with the big words there in Fort Worth, aren't you, Steve? Now,
that's okay.
All right. Plant featured near the concert lawn. What would? Oh, another one. These are cool.
Well, on the edge of the concert lawn, we do have another native plant. This is elderberry, Sambucus canadensis. It's a nice understory shrub. It gets about 12 feet tall. It does well by a stream or pond. This is a plant that suckers, so you may not want it in a well-maintained garden, but it produces huge clusters of tiny white flowers in early summer. They're very showy, and then later you have beautiful black fruits in the fall, which are eaten by as many as 45 species of birds, so it's a great plant for a wildscape. But anyway, we have this on the edge of the lawn as well as in sort of a cultivated bed between the restaurant and the Japanese garden parking lot.
All right. And then blooming throughout the garden, you have one of the really popular and I think one of the loveliest flowering, fruiting shrubs. Tell us about it.
Well, that is pomegranate. And these are the ornamental kind here. The dwarf ones are more ornamental. They're not, I mean, they have fruit, but I don't think the fruit is as good for eating as the variety called Wonderful. But anyway, this is a deciduous shrub native to southeastern Europe and southern Asia. It's widely cultivated for its edible fruit and as an ornamental. As I said, the variety Wonderful reaches a mature height of 12 feet, and those fruits are edible. But what we have, we have the dwarf as well, and that's Nana. It's a dwarf shrub. It gets about 3 feet tall and wide, and 3 feet wide, with narrow leaves. It has the same orange flowers, double orange flowers. They're beautiful. So very striking in the landscape.
Folks, there are a lot of edible varieties of pomegranates. Some of the newer introductions from Monrovia and elsewhere are on the market. You'll find them in retail nurseries. The farther west you go in Texas, the better they do. They have some challenges with the high humidity in East Texas, but they're very pretty. There also are some standard-sized ornamental varieties that have three times the numbers of petals. And occasionally I'll get calls from people who tell me they have pomegranates that bloom beautifully, but they never have fruit, and that's probably what they have. But what Steve is talking about are dwarf pomegranates that are, in the 3 to 4 foot range, or 5 foot at a maximum, and they look like little carnations. They're beautiful, little orange carnations.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. Lots of great things to see at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and to see it, we need to get there. How do we do that?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
Just a couple miles west of downtown Fort Worth off I-30. And online, the website is?
fwbg.org.
All right. And then also the 24-hour information phone number for people who just want to call to find out.
That is 817-392-5510.
All right, and one more time, folks, if you are trying to get tickets to one of the symphony concerts, those are ordered online at the symphony website, which is fwsymphony.org, as in Fort Worth Symphony, fwsymphony.org. All that information is there. Steve, we appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Talk to you next Sunday. Steve Huddleston, Senior Horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, sponsored today by one of the fine businesses of Fort Worth, WhizQ Stone. Mike and Derek Wisna, and a father-son team that I've known for 25 years or longer, almost 30 years now. And there isn't a nicer team of men anywhere around. In fact, Mike's dad started the business, and now a third-generation business since 1983, bringing the finest in stone, gravel, decorative stone of all kinds to the Metroplex. If you can hear me, they deliver to you. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth, where they have a 22-acre stone yard. You know, to find a place that has beautiful stone is a real treat. And when you come across one, you kind of bookmark it in your brain, and you go back when you have ample time because you want to take a look around. At least that was the way it was for me, and I've been back many times. I love this place, and you will too. A landscape isn't a true landscape until it's finished out with gorgeous stone, and nobody has nicer stone. Nobody will treat you any better. Nobody is more helpful than the fine folks at WhizQ Stone. Take photographs of what you're trying to accomplish and measurements, especially measurements, to show them exactly what your dreams are, and they'll interpret those dreams for you. If you need help from a landscape contractor, they work with the best, and they'll put you in touch with the best right there at Whiskey Stone. They know the people. They're leaders in the horticultural industry in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. They are leaders because they reach out. They look for ways to help people. Whiskey Stone. WHIZ-Q.com. Open Monday through Saturday. The phone number, 817-429-0822. Again, they're at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. It's Whiz Q Stone, whiz-q.com.
This segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is being presented by your friends at Callaway's. I'm Jerry Ward at Callaway's in Mesquite, and now back to Neil.
Since the store opened, he's been there. Good for Jerry. Let's get our first call today, and that would be Bob in Delta County. Bob, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is Bob. Say, I have a rather unique situation where I'm building a nature trail in a 55-acre old wood forest, and I thought I would want to plant some fern along the way. And a friend of mine who's a master gardener thought the southern maidenhead fern would be good for our area. I haven't been able to find that up here. What's your opinion on that variety, and do you know where I might find it?
Well, it's going to be available in better independent retail garden centers. Maidenhair may be one reason you're having a hard time finding it, H-A-I-R.
Okay.
It is, you know, it's an enigma, Bob. On the one hand, it is extremely delicate, and it looks delicate. On the other hand, it grows in some of the most unlikely places. I took one of the back trails, it's not even on the public maps, in Big Bend National Park, to a waterfall. This is 14 years ago, back when the knees worked properly. And my wife and I walked back there to a waterfall that had cattails and columbines and maidenhair ferns. And I took a photograph right on the edge of where the moisture was and where the extreme hot desert was. I took a photograph of a maidenhair fern that had crept out of the moist environment and was growing beneath a big wide leaf of an agave. The only place in the world that those two plants could coexist. Two more feet out and the maidenhair fern wouldn't have made it, and two more feet in and the agave wouldn't have made it. And for maidenhair ferns to be growing out there was just unreal. But you see them in landscapes, and they do pretty well. But they do require a little bit of TLC. You need highly organic soil. They'll need consistent moisture. You'll need to baby them along to get them started. I have had them in my landscape for two or three years at a time, and then one thing led to another, and through benign neglect on my part, they didn't survive either. I was out of town for a week, and they got dry, or I don't know what happened, but they just kind of withered away and disappeared on me. But they should be fairly readily available. I would suggest a couple of sources. There are nurseries in the Dallas area that do sell them. You might try Covington's on your side of town in Rowlett. You could call ahead. You can look on their website at covingtonnursery.com. You could also try North Haven Gardens and Nicholson Hardy in North Dallas, both of them. And then Plant Delights in North Carolina online has an incredible selection of perennials, and they would, I'm almost sure, have a lot of varieties of them, in fact.
Okay.
Delights. So that'd be a starting point for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right, good luck with it. Sounds like fun. All right, his line is open. If you'd like to call, folks, see how easy that is. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I have seen those at Callaway's, in fact. I have seen them at Bruce Miller Nursery. They are on his side of town as well. I was trying to think of places. They show up once in a while. I haven't been looking for them for a while, so I haven't paid a lot of attention. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening goes on press tomorrow morning, the third printing of the book, and it will take 3 to 4 weeks for it to print, and then about 3 weeks at the bindery. But the significance is that the presses start rolling tomorrow morning at 6 in the morning. This will be the third printing. I'm really happy, and thank you for that. There's a lot of gratitude in that comment. Now, this is the book that I think you will find to be the best reference book you can have on your shelf. It covers all aspects of landscapes, lawns, and gardens for all of Texas. And 840 of my photographs, 344 pages. The only changes in this third printing would be the fact that it says third printing, 2018, and it does have the price change. Prices go up, paper costs go up. Printing costs go up. It went up to $33.95 plus tax and postage. But here's the good news. I have a very special offer on Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening for a very limited time. I'm calling it the pre-production offer. If you will buy it now before the book is fully printed and at the bindery, I will not charge you $33.95. I will charge you $26.95, a $7 savings. Limited time offer. The offer will go away without notice. All copies that I sell will be signed. I have a quota of how many I'm willing to sell at that price, and we are getting toward that quota, so you don't want to delay on this. Order it now for gift giving if you're interested in having it for gift giving. The book will ship later this summer as it comes out of the bindery. To pre-order a copy of the third printing for delivery late summer at $26.95 plus tax and postage, or if you need a copy of the second printing for immediate delivery at $31.95 plus tax and postage, you can go to neilsperry.com right now. NEILSPERRY.com. NeilSperry.com. You can also, if you need to, call my office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Here's that number, 800-752-GROW. But the better way to order the new book at that incredibly low price that will never be repeated, just $26.95, the pre-production offer, satisfaction guaranteed. I'll sign all the books in the order in which they're bought. The way to do that is at my website at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. When the people at Advanced Foundation Repair called to say they wanted me to do ads for their company, I told them I'd need references, people for whom they'd done work. I spent several weeks checking them all out, and the reviews were just fabulous. That was more than 20 years ago, and people are still thanking me for referring them to these leaders in the foundation repair industry. Affordable, innovative, honest, punctual, it's Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
Hi, Darcy the cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Most good gardeners know what it takes to get great results. Sun, water, and fertilizer along with the right soil. Cow manure is the perfect way to condition this soil. You know, there's a reason why those cow pastures are so nice and green. Now, you don't have to get a shovel and drive out to the pasture to collect your own. We make it convenient. Just pick up the bright yellow bag of Black Cow. It's the best fertilizer because it has 10 times more manure and 10 times more nutrients than the other guys. For more details, check our website at blackcow.com. That's blackkow.com.
Black Cow. The mature manure, Black Cow.
I'm Tommy Brummett, pastor of First United Methodist Church in McKinney. We believe that God is love and that God's love is for all people. If that sounds like good news to you, come join us as we follow Jesus together. We're located in downtown McKinney on Church Street. If you're looking for a church where the love of God is proclaimed and all people are welcome, First United Methodist Church in McKinney. From the good folks at First Methodist, God bless you and have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Tommy, very much. We have an acolyte in the family for this morning, and we will see you, Tommy. Let me tell you right now about Arborological Services and tell you how much I think of them. Let's see. Pull up a chair. This may take a while. No, I'll do it in a minute. They are absolutely the best. That's all there is. You know, just to cite the awards they've won, that's an ad. but I'm not going to do that to you. I'm going to tell you how much your trees are worth around your home. A good shade tree, properly planted and cared for, is worth tens of thousands of dollars in the resale value of your home and in energy savings in your home and in the entertainment value of your yard because of the shading that it provides. Good shade trees are fabulous investments if you choose a high quality species and take care of it. Well, that care can center around Arborological Services, the best tree care your money can buy. They serve all of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They are the only people who will ever touch my trees, and they have those awards. Some of those awards are named for their people. They have three arborists on their staff who are Arborists of the Year for the state of Texas. Three different years, they were selected as the best arborists in this state. Once you win it, I don't believe you're eligible again, but they have three. Most companies don't have any. They have three. Arborological Services. If your trees rise to that level, and they should, here's the number to call. 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. And online, they are arborological.com. Arborological Services, arborological.com, 866-552-7267.
Neil Sperry and Callaway's go back since our nurseries opened. I'm Carol Dreyer with Callaway's in Houston. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Carol, very much. You know how that happened? They bought Cornelius Nursery in Houston, one of the finest gentlemen I ever knew, one of the first nurseries I ever went to as a youngster, and Sterling Cornelius. And they bought his nurseries and carried on the tradition. And that's where Carol is. Let's go to Charles in Fort Worth. Charles, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
I have these Royal Empress trees in my yard. And we planted one maybe 7 years ago. That thing is already 50 foot tall.
Yes, sir.
And we had to take one down because it was so close to the house. The roots started going towards the house, and we were afraid it was going to do some foundation damage.
Sure.
And so we had some people come and take the tree down and use the, remove the stump with that machine that they...
Stump grinder, yes, sir.
Stump grinder. Now, it seems like every week, I'll have anywhere from 20 to 50 little empress trees trying to grow up. And I don't know how in the world I can stop this thing from happening. So...
Well, that's a problem. There are some of the types of trees that when we cut them down, they have a lot of will to resprout and to live. If you have stumps or access to roots where those are coming up, then you can drill into the stumps or the roots and pour a broadleafed weed killer containing 2,4-D in at full strength. You have to make a reservoir in the wood of the root and pour it in at full strength. Sometimes it's better if they're not going to grind out much of the root system, it's better to have them leave the stump and just pour it down into the stump. But I would have done the same thing you did. I would have had them grind the stump out. I haven't had a lot of calls on removing Royal Empress trees. There aren't that many of the trees around. They're fast growing kind of messy trees. And so a lot of people don't plant them. They are pretty when they're pretty, but the gist of it is a broadleafed weed killer is about the only thing that's going to kill them. You could certainly spray those sprouts with that, and eventually it will get rid of them, but it's going to be a 1 or 2 year battle probably for you. You're going to have to discourage them repeatedly because the roots that are left behind are fairly large, and they're able to keep popping out new sprouts. You're not going to get enough of that weed killer in just through the sprouts. You're going to have to get into the mother lode, into the wood of the root. And that's why I suggest drilling into the root if you can get to it. I don't have a better answer. It's not an easy answer.
Yeah, these things are crazy. Some of the limbs that broke off, because it's a real pretty wood when you
yeah,
take the bark
I have
off.
Some. I have some. I've worked with it woodworking.
And I'll put it in my garage to save it to make a walking stick out of, and yes, within a week, that thing is trying to sprout. I mean, several branches are coming off of that. It's crazy.
Oh gosh. That sounds like a horror show of some sort. Well, that's the best I have for you, Charles. I wish I had a simpler answer, but that's the one that will work.
You said a 2,4-D.
2,4-D. It's a shortened form of a very long chemical name. Any nursery, if you go into an independent retail garden center, go into Callaway's or any comparable nursery, a full-time nursery, and they will know what we're talking about. Hey,
right.
I appreciate your call. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm going to try that out.
It will work. You're going to have to be patient with it. It's not going to work on first attempt, so just want you to be patient. Thanks for the call. All right, let's see where we are. I need to take a break for the news. Paul in Dallas with your invasive plants. You will be coming up right out of the news. Folks, I have a line or two open. If you'd like to call, this is your chance. That phone number is 800-288-WBAP. Great time to call, 800-288-9227. Let's talk. Give us a call. Dallas Plumbing Company, best in the business. They have been around since 1903. How many companies do you have a chance to work with to do service at your home that were around in 1903? Let me count. One. I'm done. That's it. This is the company. Dallas Plumbing Company. Still owned by the same family, the Downs family, and they're as nice as they can be. One call for all of your air conditioning, heating, and plumbing services and 24-hour emergency services 7 days a week. For a limited time, my friends at Dallas Plumbing Company are offering a one-time, one-system AC checkup. Texas heat is absolutely here, and there's no time to have an AC breakdown this time of year. You need to have your system checked out. Make sure everything is functioning properly. The air conditioning specialist at Dallas Plumbing Company will do a thorough 15-point checkup on your air conditioning for just $79 for each system. And if you like the service, you can sign up for their twice-yearly plan for only $80 more. For more information, call 214-761-6779. That's a specific number, so please use that one, 214-761-6779, or visit them online at dallasplumbing.com. Let them know you listened to my program. Let them know that Neil was saying really good things about them. Dallas Plumbing Company services all makes and models, and they are a factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. That's Dallas Plumbing, dallasplumbing.com. 214-761-6779. If you call them, let them know. Neil said you are great because I just did.
Licenses M39503 and TACLA 38830C.
We are the proud owners now of a Wortham Brothers roof on our home. Couldn't be happier. You know, it's one of those things where I like to do business with my advertisers. Nobody wants to have to put a new roof on your house, but it's one of those things where, kind of like tires on your car, you eventually have to do that. And it may not be the most glamorous thing, but it is such a good feeling to know that there are great roofers out there. If you're in Carrollton or Coppell, contact Wortham Brothers. I know you had a horrific storm this week. Contact Wortham Brothers. They work the old-fashioned way. You call them, and they come and help you. This is not a thing where they hustle up all the trucks they can find and go out and start banging on doors. They don't ship people in from out of state like some companies will do. They are legitimate business people who have been in business since 1986, and I can tell you from having had them on our roof, their work is superior. They are absolutely the best it gets. They do all kinds of roofs, composition, clay and concrete, tile, metal, slate, new or residential re-roofing. That's what we had, residential re-roofing. They use the finest in roofing. They got it done in 2 days, and it is beautiful, and it's done right. They know what they're doing, and they will point out what they do that others don't do. They're happy to do that. They are the roofing company that's built on integrity, quality, and innovation. Been that way now for 32 years. The roofing company I'm proud to recommend, and the roofing company that has been on our roof. Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788. WBRoofing.com. Wortham Brothers Roofing Company, WBRoofing.com, 972-562-5788.
Now what's trending on WBAP and WBAP.com.
A Carrollton murder suspect has been arrested in Mexico. I'm Dennis Martin from the WBAP Classic Dodge of Denton 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com, WBAP.
Traffic Watch.
Construction is affecting westbound I-30 in the approach to Highway 360. Construction also affecting Highway 114 this morning. Both directions right around Loop 12, Walton Walker Boulevard. And construction affects Highway 175, the C.F. Hahn Freeway, again in both directions between Highway 310 and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Let us know about any traffic problems you might see. Call the traffic tip hotline at 214-765-5299. Primary suspect in the Carrollton murder has been arrested in Mexico. Danny Aragon Marquez wanted here for the May 29th killing of his roommate. Randy Duggar was shot to death in their shared apartment. No sign of Aragon Marquez until he was arrested by Mexican authorities last week, then turned over to U.S. Marshals this weekend. Aragon Marquez now in the Carrollton City Jail. From the WBAP News Desk, I'm Dennis Martin. Your next update's at 9 o'clock. 24/7 news coverage at WBAP.com.
All right, back to Neil right now, and welcome back. Let me tell you about Callaway's Nursery, our title sponsor for this hour, and we're glad to have them. We are really glad to have them. I hope that you will get by a Callaway's near you this weekend. Now, today would be a great day. Delight in the beauty of flowering shrubs. Callaway's Nursery has a great selection of shrubs that are ready to complete your landscape. Visit one of their 19 Dallas-Fort Worth locations to find just what you've been looking for to make a statement to your landscape. You'll find many varieties of Indian hawthorns, a beautiful flowering evergreen. With light pink flower clusters that turn white, flowering shrubs are a great way to make quick and lasting impact in your landscape. This great little shrub on sale today only. You can get 3-gallon beauties, just $16.98. If you're short on time, then ask one of their Texas certified nursery professionals about their new pick and plant service. You pick the plants and stay cool while they do the planting. You can count on Callaway's to bring you the very best, all backed with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, I might add, they have a lot of other beautiful flowering shrubs as well at Callaway's Nurseries, all 19 locations. A better garden begins with a better plant, and that's exactly what you will find at Callaway's Nursery. Sign up for their Blooming Rewards loyalty program, where you earn reward points for every dollar you spend. You can gain access to their exclusive discounts and a lot more. To find a location near you, including that new store in Hebron, visit their website at Callaway's.com. Callaway's Nursery, your planting headquarters, Callaway's.com.
Rush is always right.
So here's Clinton. He goes on NBC on Monday and bombs out.
I apologize to everybody.
Did you apologize to her?
I did. Hell yeah, I apologize to everybody.
Rush Limbaugh.
11 to 2.
News Talk 820.
WBAP.
One of the best things we ever did to our home was to add sunburst shutters. We did that about 8 years ago. They have been advertisers for all of that time. I paid cash just like any other cash-paying customer there. Didn't ask any special deals. I knew we wanted these. My wife knew. We went together. When I saw them, I recognized this is what we've been looking for. We'd been talking about replacing some old, outdated window treatments that we had in our home. And boy, the moment we put eyes on sunburst shutters, there was no question. That was what we needed, and our house looks so much better because of it. You will love these shutters in your home. They're plantation-style shutters. It's the newest trend, and they're just fabulous. 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-inch louver size. But the best thing of all, now they started 30 years ago by making wood shutters in those sizes, and they can still do that. If you need to have stained wood shutters, they can do that for you. But they're made now of polywood. Most of what they make is made of polywood, P-O-L-Y, polywood. It is a man-made material that looks like wood, but it doesn't crack or split or warp or peel. It's color-fast, white or off-white. They can be painted or stained if need be. They can match any decor you need, and they can fit any opening in your home. Sunburst shutters. Nice people. I say that about a lot of my advertisers, and I say it with good merit, and it certainly applies with sunburst shutters. You'll know that the minute you meet them. They'll come out and do a free estimate for you. They'll bring samples of the shutters to hold in your window so you can see how beautiful. You'll be won over. And when they do that, I'll warn you right now, you're going to say, oh, this does look good. Neil was exactly right. Sunburst shutters made of polywood, also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. 214-343-2601. Sunburstshutters.com. 214-343-2601. Sunburstshutters.com.
I'm Matt Plowman with Callaway's Nursery off Hewlin. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Matt, very, very much. And once again, if you get into a Callaway's today, tell them, hey, Neil really was proud to have you guys sponsor his first hour. Let's go to Paul in Dallas. Paul, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
We've got some small viney plants that look kind of like ivy, and I'm not sure what they're called, but they kind of climb up fences, and they're really popping out everywhere in the yard, particularly kind of thin patches or bare patches where the shade has kind of killed our grass.
Okay.
And this is kind of like your last call, just trying to get rid of something that we want to get rid of. Is this something we need to spray with something, or what's a good way to get rid of this stuff?
I can probably help you. I don't know that I need to know exactly what it is. Are there ever any blooms on it that you can see?
Not this particular. I have another one that has blooms, but this particular one, I'm spending a lot of time getting rid of stuff out of my yard that I don't want.
Oh, I think we all do. I feel that. I know. I know how it goes.
But no, this I think it's kind of a climbing plant. I've got a fence that
What I'd like you to do, just it doesn't matter. The control is going to be the same for the several possible vines. If it is a little tightly climbing vine, it may be snail seed, S-N-A-I-L, seed, one
mm-hmm.
word, snail seed vine. That's a very common one that comes up in that kind of environment. It's actually a kind of a pretty little vine, not that we want it, and then it'll have a red fruit on it when the fruiting season comes. I don't know that that's what you have, but like I say,
no, I don't think so, but yeah.
All right. There are wild morning glories. There are other things that will come up. They would have flowers eventually later in the season. All of them can be controlled with that same broadleaf weed killer containing 2,4-D. Now, you're going to need to be careful when you spray with that, Paul, that you don't get the spray over on desirable shrubs and trees and other vines, because it will do damage to them. So you need to be very precise in your spraying. If it's on a fence, you may want to have somebody, if it's a porous fence like a wire fence or chain link or something, you may want to have somebody stand behind the fence with a big piece of cardboard to act as a baffle so it doesn't drift onto other plants. I don't know what environment you have, but anyway, it's a very effective weed killer. It will take probably two or three sprayings to do its job, but it will do the job.
So it's something just like a little direct spray just on each little place where it's coming up, or is it
the more spray? Leaves you have, the better the control will be. You've got to get enough on the leaves to be carried down into the roots to kill the roots out. So the worst possible thing you could do is trim it down to the ground and then try to spray it. The best thing you could do is have it growing actively a foot or two tall and then spray it. and spray it with a pump sprayer or with a little trigger bottle sprayer where you can be very precise in spraying. You don't have to spray the leaves one at a time. I know that's not what you were hinting at, but the more precise you can be, the better the coverage will be.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll try it again. Thanks.
Well, no, that will work. That will work. The more root system it has, the more you're going to have spray. Does this have any thorns on it?
No.
Okay, that rules out Smilax briars.
It may be some type of morning glory type plant. I don't recall having flowers on it, but there are.
They wouldn't be blooming yet.
No, and it.
Yeah.
And it's really not so much the ones on the fence; it's the ones coming up in the ground and in flower beds and in the lawn and everywhere else.
I'm painting a picture. Well, good luck. I think that'll help you. Appreciate the call very much. Thank you, sir. All right. Let's see. Let me look at my clock and see where we're. I think we'll take a break. Aunt Amelia in Meridian, you'll be coming up right out of this break. Stay with me, please, and I'll try to help you. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is my book. It's my baby, and my baby's going back on the presses tomorrow morning. If you'd like to take advantage of this lowest price that I will ever offer on it, this is the pre-production offer, and this offer is going to go away without notice. Instead of the post-production price of $33.95 plus tax and postage, you will pay only $26.95 plus tax and postage. Now, granted, you're going to need to wait until it comes out of the bindery. It's got to go through the presses, and then it's got to go to the bindery. It's going to be 6 or 7 weeks. But you're going to save that very large amount of money, the $7. I will sign every book when they're printed and delivered to us. It's printing in San Antonio. They'll need to be delivered to McKinney, and then I will start signing. I'll probably spend several days doing nothing but signing books. And then we will get them shipped, and you'll be all set with a wonderful book, the third printing of it. And it will be a wonderful reference for you. 840 of my photographs, 344 pages, satisfaction guaranteed. It makes a great gift, and I'd encourage you to order now for gift giving later. Now, if you need a book, for example, for Father, boy, if you need it for Father's Day, you need to get that order in immediately. If you need a copy of the second printing, I do have a limited number of those still available at the regular price of $31.95 plus tax and postage. The third printing will be going up to $33.95, but for a limited time, you can get it for $26.95 plus tax and postage, but those will be delivered later this summer. Second printing you can get right away. And again, I need to tell you, these are not in stores. They're not on Amazon, available only by calling my office, or better yet, by ordering online right now. All of this ordering can be done at neilsperry.com. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. 840 photos, 344 pages. Order it at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com, or call Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 800-752-4769. Don't delay. Remember, that $26.95 price for the pre-production offer will be taken away without notice, so get it ordered right away.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hummingbirds are acrobats as they dart and dip looking for the high-energy foods they need. At Wild Birds Unlimited, they can show you how to attract hummingbirds to your yard by offering the right food and the right feeder. Talk to their experts in Arlington, Keller, Flower Mound, Dallas, McKinney, and Burleson. Or find Wild Birds Unlimited at wbu.com/DFW. Wild Birds Unlimited. They bring people and nature together.
I've been blessed to have some of the finest radio sponsors right here on my program. I'm asked for their contact information pretty often, and so we have a page specifically for them on my website. Go to neilsperry.com. Click on Radio Sponsors on the top navigation bar, and there you'll have them all. You can also order my book while you're on my website. That's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's available only from the website. All of that is at neilsperry.com. I'll tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair right now. The leaders in the foundation repair industry, it's been that way for a long, long time. 23 years I've told you about them. We have used their services at our home and at a building that I owned for an office for 21 years. And in both cases, I got to witness their fabulous work firsthand, and I realized how really good they are. Advanced Foundation Repair. Here's how it goes. You call their office. You can call, and they will be back in touch with you immediately. You could call now and leave a voicemail, but call them Monday through Friday, and they will send one of their very skilled people out to do a thorough inspection of your home. It'll be like a topographic map of your foundation. They will pinpoint any problems that exist. If they don't see any problems, they'll tell you that. But what they will do is identify any cracks, any tilts, any issues, any place that your foundation is out of line, and especially if there are cracks developing. They will identify what needs to be done. They'll show you what needs to be done. They'll tell you how much it would cost and how long it would take. It'll be a lot faster than you might think. They will tell you then, as I said, how much it would cost and that the guarantee of their work would be for the lifetime of the home. If you sign up with them, then they'll get that work done and that guarantee will come into play. If you opt to go some other direction, no problem. There's no charge for the home inspection and there's no hurt feelings. And if they tell you you don't have a foundation problem, the visit will end with a handshake and a business card from them saying, thanks for calling us. If you ever have a problem, give us another call. That's Advanced Foundation Repair. I am proud to recommend them to you. Nobody will do you better work. FoundationRepairs.com is their website. FoundationRepairs.com. Lots of great information on that website. And the phone number is 214-333-0003. Remember how I led into this ad. They lead their industry. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003.
Let the Texas Certified Nursery Professionals at your neighborhood Callaway's help you. I'm Heather Bernier from the Louisville store, and now back to Neil.
All right, let's go to Amelia. Thank you, Heather, very much. And once again, thanks to Callaway's for sponsoring this hour. Let's go to Amelia in Meridian. Amelia, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to speak with you this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate your call.
I have two short questions, I think. I dug up a rose at an abandoned house. And it's doing really well, but it's just putting on a lot of foliage. It had a rose on it when I dug it up, but is it going to produce a flower, or is this just like a rootstock, you think?
If you dug it up at a home and brought the whole plant with you, I imagine it's probably a rose. A lot of the older roses were grown on their own roots, so I would think that you would be okay.
Okay, I guess it's just a matter of time then.
Yes, it may be a spring-only bloomer. I have no idea what you have, but it may very well be a spring-only bloomer, and you may just have to wait it out.
Okay, all right. Well, that answered that one question. And then we have several trees that we put in. Well, two crepe myrtles and some Afghan pine and a pecan. And they are all fairly drought tolerant, but how much do you need to water them to get them established?
Crepe myrtles, you would need to water pretty well to get them going well for the first couple of years. After, you know, and when people say, how much should I water these things or do they need to have? Because theoretically, such and such is drought tolerant. I get a little bit worried because that implies that they may not get as much water thereafter as the plant would like to have. Crepe myrtles will benefit from as much water as you're able to give them, not to the point of drowning the things, but they're not a plant you'd want to set out along a county road and never water. They will survive. They will bloom occasionally when you do that, but they'll be so much more luxuriant and beautiful if you take really good care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Afghan pine is an enigma in our state. It was brought in the mid-70s. We thought it was the answer to all pines because it comes from an area that gets 10 to 15 inches of rain a year in Afghanistan. And most of us who recommended it for 5 years in the 70s have quit recommending it because when we get 15 or 70 inches of rain, it craters within 6 or 12 months after that. I'm watching Afghan pines in the Dallas-Fort Worth area still dying. I can show you three or four that are still dying from rain last year, all that rain that we had in August and July and August last year. They just can't handle that moisture. So water it enough to keep it going. Make sure that it or they are planted on an upland site, on a slope where the drainage is very good. I have seen them die in alpine where it never is wet, and one wet spring and they died out there.
Just one of those adapted plants that hasn't adapted very well.
Well, yeah, it's been a disappointment to a lot of us. What was the third one you had?
I think that was it. Oh no, about the pecan. We're watering them right now, but I just didn't want to overwater them.
No, I don't think you're going to overwater a pecan in the summer in Texas. And pecans are pecans
okay.
Do you where you see them growing natively in Texas and doing best is going to be in river bottoms, and so they like deep soils and abundant moisture, not wet, so not high water tables. But no, you need to keep it moist. It'll be fine.
Okay.
All right.
That answers all my questions.
Thanks,
Thank
Amelia.
You.
Have a great day. Appreciate
you
that.
Bye.
Folks, we have another hour. Rodney and Garland and anybody else who would like to call, this is a great time to populate the phone line. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I'm on the air every Sunday from 8 until 10. I hope you'll join us every Sunday during those hours. And we'll be back with another hour coming up right after this. Thanks to Callaway's for sponsoring this one, and we'll be back. Stay tuned.